Benvenuto a Strada Facendo. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Strada Facendo. Mi chiamo Matteo. My name is Matteo, and I'll be your host for each installment of Strada Facendo, bringing you a sampling of some of the best of contemporary Italian music, stories about Italy and the Italians, and a little introduction to the beautiful Italian language. Come with me for a trip along the road of life. Allora, vieni con me per un viaggio lungo la strada facendo. Here on radio.dominican.edu. Benvenuto a Strada Facendo. This is Matteo. Ciao tutti, sono Matteo. E sono contento che stai ascoltando Strada Facendo. Hello, everyone, and I'm happy that you're listening to Strada Facendo. This is the seventh installment of the show, and as always, I have some great music and stories to share with you. And we'll also learn a bit more about the Italian language and Italian life with my friend Caterina, Dominican's resident Italian language teacher. Ciao, Caterina. Come stai oggi?
Ciao, Matteo. Sto bene, grazie. I'm happy to be back in the studio with you, talking about Italy and hearing some Italian music.
Allora, Caterina, today I thought we might talk a bit about two popular topics among the Italians, children and families, I bambini e la famiglia. And many of the songs on my playlist today feature themes about children.
I think probably most Americans, when they think of Italian families, picture the stereotypical large family with lots of kids sitting around the dinner table drinking wine.
If they watch commercials for Barilla Pasta or any American TV shows or films about Italy, they certainly do get that image.
Actually, one of my most wonderful memories of being in Italy involves just that. When I was 14, my parents took my brother and me to Europe, and we drove around in a camper van for 3 weeks, staying in campgrounds. On the day we arrived in Italy from Switzerland, we got delayed and got in really late. We finally found the campground, which was on top of a hill in the town of Como in northern Italy. It was probably after 11 at night, and we hadn't had dinner. And the campground had a restaurant, like many campgrounds in Italy. Campgrounds in Italy are very different from campgrounds in the U.S., but that's another story. Anyway, even though it was so late, families were still sitting outside at long tables with, yes, checkered tablecloths, and lights were strung around, and of course it was still warm at that time of night. The camp hosts invited us to come sit down and even rustled up some spaghetti for us, and we sat there on the patio listening to the conversation in Italian and just taking in the whole scene. I remember that the Italian kids hadn't been put to bed, but were just asleep on their parents' laps at the table, and the conversation went on and the wine bottles got passed around, and it all seemed magical to me. Everyone seemed so relaxed and happy. The whole thing had a huge impact on me, and I still remember it clearly almost 40 years later. So that was my first night in Italy and my first impression of Italian family life.
It's interesting how your first taste of a place stays with you like that. One of my favorite memories was dining in a restaurant in Bologna where there were many families, and they were allowing their children to scream and run around the table, which I have to say I don't commonly see in Italy. My poor waitress was desperately trying to not to spill steaming platters of pasta as she maneuvered around the kids, and when one would scream, it would jar my nerves and I'd scowl at the parents, to no avail. At one point, the waitress went by with a giant steak knife that I assumed she was delivering to one of her tables, but she bent down as she passed me, she showed me the knife, she motioned toward the children, and in English, she said, "I think it is the only solution." It was hilarious. Che buffo.
That is so funny. But, you know, as you know, this image that we have of Italian families is not necessarily still the case.
Sì, è vero. Sadly, because the birth rate has become so low in Italy, as it has in many Western countries, the days of big families may be coming to an end as so many couples are only having one child. So in another generation, the stereotypical collection of brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles may be a thing of the past. Let's hope it doesn't disappear entirely because the Italian family is so rich and vibrant. Va bene. Let's start the music today with a very old song by Eros Ramazzotti entitled Buongiorno Bambina, an encouraging message to a young girl about growing up and making her way through life. And then we have the infectiously catchy tune Tu Mi Porta Su by Giorgia, featuring the chorus Tu Mi Porta Su e Poi Mi Lasci Cadere, which means you lift me up and then you let me fall down. Ah, the ups and downs of love.
giorno bambina, è un nuovo giorno ormai, ma tu come prima, tu non ti fermi mai, per la tua strada, senza alcuna paura.
Ciao, my name is Carla and I'm in Monterosso, Cinque Terre, Italy. I'm listening to Strada Facendo on radio.dominican.edu.
Della seduzione, tutti e due a spendere la merce più invitante sul bancone, sguardi sfuggevoli, pose svenevoli, fughe in avanti e misti convenevoli, siamo animali sensibili all'odore, noi siamo umani in cerca dell'amore. Tu l'hai capito che cos'è che io cercavo, qualcuno che ogni attimo mi dicesse brava, tu mi hai attratto ed io mi sono innamorata, e come un 747 sono decollata, sorretta dal tuo sguardo come vento sulle ali, e verso il sole qualche cosa mi diceva sali, oh sali, oh sali. Tu mi porti su, poi mi lasci cadere, tu mi porti su, poi mi lasci cadere. Ah che bellezza, ah che dolore, ah che bellezza, ah che dolore, ah che bellezza, ah che dolore. Così che va la vita, così che va l'amore. Un giorno mentre tutti ci dicevano che coppia innamorata, ho visto nei tuoi gesti il sospetto di non essere ricambiato. E poi se a un certo punto ci lasciamo, tu sei qualcosa, ma io che cosa sono? Pensiero che si insinua tra le crepe anche dell'anima più pura. L'amore più bellissimo ad un tratto cede il posto alla paura. Ali di cera che si sciolgono al sole, pensieri, parole. Ali di cera che si sciolgono al sole, è sempre imprevedibile la rotta dell'amore. E cado, oh cado. Tu mi porti su e poi mi lasci cadere. Tu mi porti su e poi mi lasci cadere. Ah che bellezza, ah che dolore, ah che bellezza, ah che dolore, ah che bellezza, ah che dolore, è sempre imprevedibile la rotta dell'amore. Ah che bellezza, ah che dolore, ah che bellezza, ah che dolore, ah che bellezza, ah che dolore. Così che va la vita, così che va l'amore. Tu mi porti su, poi mi lasci cadere. Tu mi porti su, poi mi lasci cadere. Tu mi porti su, tu mi porti su.
Sto imparando a volare.
Sto imparando a volare.
Sto imparando a volare.
Volare.
Volare. Tu mi porti su.
You're listening to Strada Facendo at radio.dominican.edu. This is Matteo, and you were just listening to a song by Giorgia called Tu mi porta su. Allora, this next song is a personal favorite of mine. It's called Bambini, which means children, and it's sung by Paola Turci. And the lyrics talk about the plight of children all around the world. Next, Laura Pausini performs a song called Celeste, which means blue. Celeste is a song that Laura wrote herself in response to persistent rumors that she was pregnant, when in reality she wasn't. The lyrics are about what she would want to say to a baby girl if she ever had one. When she found out that she was actually pregnant in September of 2012, she decided to release this song as the fifth single off of her album Inedito. And her baby daughter Paola was born in February of 2013. Tanti auguri, Laura!
Bye.
Ciao, mi chiamo Matteo e sono di Monterosso, Cinque Terre, Italia. Sto ascoltando Strada Facendo su radio.dominican.edu. My name is Matteo and I am in Monterosso, Cinque Terre, Italy. I'm listening to Strada Facendo on radio.dominican.edu.
That was Laura Pausini with Celeste here on Strada Facendo at radio.dominican.edu. Matteo, since you're playing songs about children and families today, I thought maybe we should teach our listeners some words related to families. Can you help me out?
Assolutamente. Prego.
So how about if I introduce some words and you tell our listeners what they mean?
Certo. Andiamo.
Perfetto. Allora, la famiglia.
The family.
Il bambino.
The boy or the baby boy.
La bambina.
The girl or the baby girl.
La mamma.
The mother.
Il papà.
The father.
I genitori.
The parents.
La sorella.
The sister.
Il fratello.
The brother.
Il figlio.
The son.
La figlia.
The daughter.
Il marito.
The husband.
La moglie.
The wife.
Il nonno e la nonna.
The grandfather and the grandmother.
Bene. Okay, so now how about we say them together and give our listeners a chance to repeat them? Va bene?
Va bene.
Okay, andiamo.
La famiglia.
Il bambino.
La bambina.
La mamma.
Il papà.
I genitori.
La sorella.
Il fratello.
Il figlio.
La figlia.
Il marito.
La moglie.
Il nonno e la nonna.
Benissimo. Matteo, I'm sure you know that another way to say dad is babbo.
Sì, I've heard Italian children say babbo. And of course, the Italian name for Santa Claus is Babbo Natale, sì?
Yes, Babbo Natale. I love the sound of that. It seems so much nicer and less formal than Father Christmas. Okay, so there are some family words for all of you listening out there. And I hope you'll surprise someone in your family by greeting them in Italian. Try it and see what happens.
Well, unfortunately, I'm an only child, so I don't get to use too many of those words. But I'm always happy when one of my good friends in Italy, like Tullio in Rome, sees me and says, "Ciao, fratello." Allora, this next song is by Italian superstar Andrea Bocelli. And I'm embarrassed to admit that I first heard it in a commercial on American TV for Barilla Pasta. It's called Mille Lune, Mille Onde, A Thousand Moons and a Thousand Waves. And after that, we'll hear a beautiful ballad by Giorgia called Di Sole e d'Azzurro, The Sun and the Blue. And here's an interesting piece of trivia. Barilla Pasta has used music by Giorgia in its TV ads in France and Germany. I've got to hand it to Barilla, they really know good music. Va bene, here's Andrea Bocelli, followed by Giorgia, here at radio.dominican.edu.
Svegliati, amore mio, che la notte è già passata. Svegliati, vieni qua fra me. Pensare al passato, quanta nebbia c'è là, stringimi e parlami ancora e vedrai si rivivrà. Legami con i capelli il cuore, tu mia onda scendi.
Il cuore
amo il mare. Questo brivido ti scioglierà. E le notti fuggono, scivolo baciandoti. Mille lune, mille onde che attraversano.
Ciao, mi chiamo Giacomo e sono di Monterosso, Cinque Terre Italia. Sto ascoltando Strada Facendo su radio.dominican.edu. Ciao, my name is Giacomo and I am from Monterosso, Cinque Terre Italy. I'm listening to Strada Facendo on radio.dominican.edu.
Vorrei Voglio parlare al tuo cuore, voglio vivere per te di sole d'azzurro.
You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. And if you're craving a heaping platter of pasta, it may be because both of the last two songs have been featured in commercials for Barilla Pasta, which typically feature a large family gathered around the table for dinner together.
Grazie, Caterina. Of course, these commercials mirror Italian life in that meals together in Italy are an extremely important part of family life. I read an interesting article that said that 70% of children between the ages of 18 and 39 years old still live with their parents in their home. But the article also mentioned that young Italians say the biggest obstacle to their freedom and independence is having to be home for the family dinner. I'm lucky enough to have many Italian friends, and so I've been invited to countless family dinners that may last for 6 or 7 courses and 3 or more hours. But perhaps the most memorable dinner that I've ever had was with a family south of Naples near Mount Vesuvius. In addition to my friend Salvatore and his wife, there were 4 or 5 children ranging in age from about 12 to 20, and they were all speaking in the very hard-to-follow Neapolitan dialect, which has a lot of SH sounds in it. So the word scuola, or school in Italian, becomes scuola, and ascolta, or listen in Italian, sounds more like ascolta. There are a lot of words that seem to begin with B, and to my ear, when I hear people from Naples speaking it, all I hear is busta busta, no, busta busta. So my very genteel host, Salvatore, kept chiding his kids to parla italiano, non napoletano, and he frequently gave them a stereotypical smack on the back of the head to correct them and get their attention. Brothers and sisters seemed to enjoy smacking one another on the back of the head while shouting busta busta or something to that effect at one another. I drank wine heavily, and I tried not to burst out laughing at the raucous scene around me. It was truly a dinner I will never forget.
That is such a great story, and I love the image of you sitting there drinking your wine while the chaos went on around you. And the other great thing about it is that it's a good reminder that in Italy, there's still lots of people that grow up speaking one of the regional languages, and Italian, standard Italian, is not their first language, which is something that we don't have in this country at all. But it's an interesting phenomenon.
Well, the other part of that story is that the wife, Salvatore's wife, was really afraid of the eruption of Vesuvius. And so she kept asking me, quando eruzione, when will it erupt? And I said, you know, forse 100 anni, maybe in 100 years, or forse domani. And she went, ah, domani? Oh no, domani, veramente. And she was terrified all the time. And every 5 minutes over dinner, she would look at me and go, domani? Veramente.
Oh, poverina.
She was really a wreck. It was quite the dinner.
Matteo, I love these stories. They are getting better and better. But I just need to point something out to you. I think you may have had one too many glasses of wine at that dinner, because I hope you didn't say to her it was going to erupt in 100 anni, because that would have meant 100... Well, I don't really want to say it on air.
Oh,
but
I'll say
if
it.
If you mispronounce the word anni, which means years, 100 anni, 100 years, but if you say it the way you said it, it means 100 buttholes.
Which is kind of the way the next eruption of Vesuvius might seem, so you never know. But yes, I have a problem with that. I need to hold those double letters. So, 100 anni.
It's hard for people to realize how important it is to pronounce the double letters.
Molto importante.
Sì.
Okay, let's get serious here. I want to play a song by Eros Ramazzotti, and it's called Bambino nel Tempo, or Child of Time. It focuses on growing older but clinging to the childlike spirit that we all carry inside us. And then a song that you might be quite familiar with. It's a remake of the poignant 1987 song by Suzanne Vega called Luca, in which a young boy is the victim of child abuse and is talking nervously with a neighbor in his building. This Italian language version of the song is by Paola Turci, and it's called Mi Chiamo Luca, here at radio.dominican.edu.
Mio pensiero va alla latitudine di un'altra età. Quando quando ci credevo nelle favole, sempre con la testa fra le nuvole, sogni e desideri diventavano realtà dentro il libro della fantasia. Era la stagione della vita in cui non c'è malinconia. Ora in questo tempo di inquietudine sento che non ci si può più illudere. Nonostante tutto resta un po' di ingenuità, dentro la speranza ancora c'è. Come allora voglio continuare sempre a chiedermi perché. E dipingo a modo mio il mondo intorno a me, come un bambino nel tempo che non perde mai la sua curiosità. Salsedine mi fa compagnia la solitudine. Questo posto mi sembrava magico nel ricordo di quando ero piccolo. Come allora cerco una risposta che non c'è e non so che differenza fa rimanere fermo ad aspettare oppure andare via di qua. E dipingo a modo mio il mondo intorno a me, come un bambino nel tempo che non perde mai la sua curiosità.
Sopra di te, all'interno 103, certo mi conoscerai, la notte tiro
l'ascensore e guardo giù. Sarà che sono pazza, non saluterò mai più. Di modo che tu soffrirai, dopo di ciò non domanderai, ed incontrarmi più non cercherai, mai più di te mi parlerai, tu non mi guarderai mai più. Mi chiamo Luca, piango alla tua porta, sai, e se credessi di me ormai che non faccio più per te, vorrei restare sola e mai più seccature senza guai, ma non chiederti di me, mai non chiederti perché. Io non vivrei senza di te. Mi chiamo Luca, la noia è un piano in più, lontano sei da me, ancora tu mi penserai. La notte tiro a tardi io, un poco soffro, mi dai dei guai. Gli ascensori vanno al cielo giù, sui cristalli il viso tu, che poi incontra quello mio. Le mie mani sulle tue, un istante tra di noi, dai cristalli dei perché, dagli specchi dei perché, io non vivo senza te.
This is radio.dominican.edu, and you're listening to Strada Facendo, DJ Matteo's mix of great Italian contemporary music. I'm Matteo's sidekick, Caterina, or La Compagna di Matteo in Italian, and it's time for this week's trivia question. And since we're on the subject of bambini, does anyone know what Italian song is played by ice cream trucks in many European countries? The answer is coming up later in the show, so stay tuned.
I'd like to think it's one of Eros Ramazzotti's hits, but somehow I doubt it.
Matteo, enough Eros, basta.
It's never basta. Allora, next I want to share with you a trio of very upbeat songs. First off, we'll hear Bastava, which means It Was Enough, by Laura Pausini. Then Il Mio Giorno Migliore, My Best Day, by Giorgia. And finally, Una Tempesta di Stelle, A Storm of Stars by Eros Ramazzotti, a celebration of his baby daughter Raffaella, who provides a few well-placed backing vocals for her dad.
Un sorriso di ritorno per rispondere a un sorriso. Bastava uno spazio condiviso, ma nessun altare d'oro. Bastava nella stanza di un albergo d'Europa. Si potrebbe andare avanti a parlare, o si gioca, o scambiamoci uno schiaffo di pace. Vince il primo che si arrende, si offende, lo dice. Come ci siamo arrivati a volerci così tanto? Camminata in centro in un pomeriggio bianco.
Bastava prevedere il tuo fastidio, fare i conti sopra l'odio. Bastava fare a meno delle buone maniere che confondono e rubano spazio e spessore, e buttarci sotto l'acqua gelata e accettare che davvero è acqua passata. Come ci siamo arrivati a volerci così tanto male, non so. Come ci siamo permessi di dirci che ognuno fa quello che può. Bastava dire tutto anche se poco, quello che capisci dopo. Bastava masticare le parole, rimanere in verticale. Bastava, questa notte mi apre gli occhi e ci guarda, vede povere carezze di guerra. Questa notte mi apre gli occhi e ci guarda, vede lacrime d'argento cadere per terra. Come ci siamo arrivati a volerci così tanto male, non so. Come ci siamo permessi di dirci che ognuno fa quello che può. Bastava, 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 yeah.
Buongiorno, mi chiamo Chiara e sono di Monterosso, Cinque Terre in Italia. Sto ascoltando Strada Facendo sulla radio.dominican.edu.
Buongiorno, my name is Chiara and I'm in Monterosso, Cinque Terre, Italy. I'm listening to Strada Facendo on radio.dominican.edu.
Adesso che niente mi chiedi, solo di amare te. Ancora non mi parli, ma io so che senti e mi capisci. Per te ogni istante chiederò una tempesta di stelle.
You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, and this is Strada Facendo, home to the best in Italian music. Allora, Caterina, can you give us the answer to today's trivia question?
Come no. The question was, what Italian song is played by ice cream trucks in Europe? And the answer is none other than O Sole Mio, the famous Neapolitan song that you've probably all heard before. It was written back in 1898.
What a great coincidence, because to close today's show, I have a recent version of that song performed by the group Il Volo. It seems that many people think the song is called O Solo Mio and has something to do with being alone, but that's not true, is it, Caterina?
Sì, non è vero. The title is O Sole Mio, which actually means my son, as in the sun in the sky.
I'm going to have to listen for the ice cream trucks more carefully when I'm back in Italy the next time.
Yes, but the ice cream truck version of the song is not nearly as nice as the one by Il Volo you'll be playing for us shortly.
Grazie, Caterina. Ciao. Allora, to end today's program, we'll hear Gianna Nannini with Sei nell'anima, You're in My Soul. And then we'll hear Il Volo, a group of three teenagers who have phenomenal voices, ending the show today with O Sole Mio. They obviously must have spent a lot of time chasing ice cream trucks when they were younger.
serena dopo una tempesta e l'aria fresca pare già una festa. Che bella cosa, una giornata e sole.
Adesso devo andare, ma spero che ci vediamo ancora lungo la strada facendo. Now I have to go, but I hope that we'll see each other again along the road of life here on Strada Facendo at radio.dominican.edu. Ciao!